Teaching the theory of evolution is newly controversial again. Ohio has approved a new biology lesson for 10th graders. It challenges the doctrines of Darwin's classic theory. That's a problem for many in the scientific and civil rights communities. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
Ohio's new six-hour lesson will teach students how scientists critically analyze aspects of evolutionary theory. It's controversial because most scientists don't believe there's any credible evidence against the theory of evolution.
It is the basis of modern biology, and to suggest that we should put some ill-defined, poorly thought-out, quote-unquote alternative theory and give it equal time in science classes does it a disservice to science as well as a disservice to biology.
State school board member Deborah Owens Fink voted in favor of the new lesson. She says there are two sides to the evolution issue.
Basically, we heard from scientists in industry and at universities that convinced us that there indeed was controversy within macroevolutionary theory, and we felt students should hear that.
Macroevolutionary theory. That's a new term devised by those who embrace alternatives to evolution. Those who use the term reject the idea of big evolutionary leaps, such as man evolving from apes. They do, however, accept what they call microevolution, in which species undergo small changes over generations. They call their approach a theory of intelligent design, a view that life is so complex it must have been designed with the help of a higher power or God. Intelligent design proponents say that belief doesn't make them creationists or those who believe the origin of man happened just like it did in the Bible. John West heads the Discovery Institute, an intelligent design think tank that's largely responsible for promoting intelligent design theories. He says Ohio's plan is a compromise.
What students need to know is both the evidence for evolutionary theory. We think they should also know about some of the scientific criticisms of parts of that theory that are being made in the scientific literature. And we think this is a common ground, moderate common ground approach that everyone on both sides of this contentious issue should be able to agree on.
But Ohio school board member Martha Wise, who voted against the new lesson, says it's not a compromise, it's a wedge.
They want to wedge intelligent design into the science classrooms, not only in Ohio, but in the nation. They want to get as much of the creationist viewpoint into the science classes.
About a dozen regional or state school districts continue to grapple with school science curriculums dealing with evolution. Wise and others are skeptical about the Ohio School Board's real motives in changing the science curriculum. Americans United for the Separation of Church and State and the American Civil Liberties Union are considering mounting court challenges to the new lesson. Barry Lynn with Americans United says if the school board was pressured to change the curriculum to conform to religious dogma, that's unconstitutional.
If we find out that this is simply religious doctrine being promoted by a small interest group, then that this information would provide us with the basis for possible litigation, something we would take very seriously.
Ohio students could already be learning the new lesson plan. It's available to teachers. The students will be tested on a critical analysis of evolution next year. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.